Cold Lake. During a recent City of Cold Lake Priorities Council meeting on January 16, the issue of financial barriers faced by homeless individuals seeking addiction recovery took center stage. Cown. Bill Parker brought up a specific case he heard about where someone experiencing homelessness and struggling with addiction sought assistance, only to encounter a significant obstacle, the need for a costly medical evaluation before being accepted into an addiction center. This raised questions about how individuals with limited funds could access the necessary medical forms for admission. MLA Scott Sear was in attendance at the meeting, discussing a variety of concerns with City Council. He responded to Park's comments and expressed a commitment to investigating the matter and find potential solutions. Parker highlighted the dilemma faced by those transitioning from homelessness while also seeking sobriety, underlining the financial burden of the $150 medical evaluation required for admission into an addiction center. When someone is coming off the street, how do they afford $150 unless family or friends are going to come in and put that forward? In response to Parker's concerns, Sear admitted he was not personally aware of the issue but expressed a commitment to addressing it. I haven't had that come across my desk yet. I can follow up with the Ministry of Health and get an answer back to the council, said Sear. The MLA emphasized his dedication to supporting individuals in their journey to recovery, stating, "For those trying to get into addiction recovery, I want them to get any and all help that they can get." He acknowledged the specific requirements for private addiction centers. However, he reassured council that discussions with both publicly funded and private centers were on the table. City of Cold Lake Sao Kevin Nagoya intervened to provide further clarity on the core concerns. He emphasized, the core of the concern is not the private side, it was more of the public side of when a person is at the rock bottom that they don't necessarily have any financial means, and they want to be able to get help. But they have to get a paid doctor's note and some paperwork done for the doctors, and they have to come up with those finances to do it, is my understanding. Sear acknowledged Nagoya's clarification. He assured council that he would elevate this critical concern to those involved, ensuring that it receives the attention it needs.